The word Tendo in Tibetan, it means that anything that comes into existence, relying on the other things or other, relying on is or depending on something else.
You know, jing lagte hain te jing songwa pabte jing lagte hain jing songwa pe na jo kan jing lagte hain de ro kan jing songwa pabte jundre chike de mama lagte hain te mba songwa ta mba si ya pata tanda zango lagte te ne mba si ya pata Then it's Sama Latuna, so much he is Yabata. Deva Latu, the Dongaki, Yade, Tani say about the Sutan, to the tender hours, continue to the
relatives.
The nature, Korva Tanya, and Devani, Nika tenders, Tender Lavale, Tender Lutu.
And normally, generally, Rinpoche says both what we call samsara and nirvana are also, both of them are temporal, that means interdependent. We should not say origination, but they are both relative, yes.
And then, when Korva tender to Tsavate, Tsavandravate, Dhanzin.
Concerning this interdependent origination,
Dancing, Tell a lay, Chetan, and a lay, gave out the debit chamber the carriers and a two day, Kulong Jula, never. Then you. The child Chetan to move from the Kuni Lane, Momba from the Kuni Lane, Lea Sagatella. Then it gave a cigarette. Machapa than Chetan, my bath. To move my bath, say it, to move my bath. And the land of the Nil Mamunda. Machapa, Chedam, never to move, never swam the gunny less about the gila in some of this. Then, the Chetan Corbet tender day, tender in not joining its order, then it. But tender joining the Jordan change its sour pook, the gin pook the bate, Provatan did say with it, young
で、てね、たん。まつ。ロバマナ
Papa re ma ton de ba tan de lan.
De
mando ba ki to. Gendo ye ma gendo de. Gendo ye ma ki kendo.
And Rinpoche says that concerning the old age and the death, these are such unwanted things, which which attack on us. It's unwanted things which attack on us, and it's not something that that we achieve. We achieve something which we wish for. It's not. It's a very unpleasant thing. I need to say.
No, to give up the Gepa de Chavati, Gi, Tavat, the Pam Matona, that's a Gepa de Chavapanta.
So we should, Ramaji says, give up the cause and the principal cause of this to defect, old age, and death. And unless and until we should not, we don't give the root or the cause of these two, and we always have to experience this unwanted thing.
Then we talk about it. Karate no somewhere, son. Gepa than Hivati. Tony, but Gepa, the Hivati and Rilte. The nature Gepa. Gevati.
So these. Among the 12 dependent originations, the old age and the death is the 12th one. So this 12th factor, or what you call factor, is the origination of this 12th factor, or this 12th thing, that is the old age and the death, is birth. That means the due to birth, because of birth, old age and death comes into existence or arise.
Tene cheva tela yang jute cheva, rohele cheva, gongale cheva, ngale cheva yire. Then I saw something like a mona, ngale cheva, hachemal cheva. Then you like when you tell me, I think you just say anything.
So therefore, when we say here, when we would say that the explanations of the 12 dependent, interdependent, the 12 interdependent originations are mainly based on the beings, yes, based on the beings who is born to the born from, or born to,
from.
Born to from the womb, yes, mainly.
Then we born chuti bachyavate.
And the cause of this birth from the womb, of cause of the birth, yes. Rinpoche said that it's a very, very powerful, a very powerful karma which we have created in the previous life. And this is called literally existence. That is the 10th one, the 10th interdependent origination, which is called existence. Rinpoche said existence means that existence here refers to a very powerful karma that the being has created, which forced them to take rebirth.
Hey, that which you have, yansi sama dubziam, kiva sama lanzi ki le tobin de kan tine le te sakware sena, kine gopal le mba le tine, kine
So then, if one wonders that what is the factor or what is the cause which created the tenth interdependent origination, which is the sipa or existence, that is a creative karmic force. So the cause of this is the ninth interdependent origination, that is. What we call lemba, taking, grasping or taking in. Taking.
What is the carriers and the lace of the castle? Chakpa dan dawa dan. Hadang the yorti, make and don't take. He hadang the yorti, must so. Lemba. Lalinta one of the things.
Yeah, taking in, or you can say take in hand. So that refers to, Rinpoche say that it refers to the it's act, our act, yeah, right? And act, Ananta. Yes. When we perceive something, whether it's very object of desire or object of wish or object of desire, or an object of hatred, we dislike it. So then, accordingly, we actually bring into practice that one. So that bring into practice or taking in hand, literally, according to the object, is called the, you know, different lenba, taking, grahanam.
You know, ta chadam mong som janam. Chadam mong som jikon in lande, he yote la lin taro makab so, tene yase, yeva samalan zite, leto bin sam.
Therefore,
leto bin, chopasiba.
Completely aroused by the three negative things, that is the ignorance and desire and anger or aversions. When whatever action we do, whatever we think we act upon, that action creates a karma. Okay? A creative karma, which causes, force within to take over.
Then, here, to keep a lamb at it, come to me somewhere else, and not matter to keep them. Gopal lemba the kantene somare sena tene jepa sepal tene somare tene jepa da chakpa da sepenja wadu jepa sepa te kantene somare sena dunba chobal tene
and the court
chobal tene dona kintia tante chobal tene tene that dunba chobal de kantene somare sena chobal te rikpal tene somare rikpal siji de karara sena yorban nam ki som dute wangun jorba kye batane rikpal sena jorba sena kadere sena tena yorban nam ki som de lute rizal yana yor rizal wangu lute wangu lute nambar ki ba som tikun dhu yon bakar so lute wangu de numa de madala jorba yon jorba tel tena chowa yon
May the changes take place. For example, in the
I am going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the house.
As soon as one takes this physical body, and then all the five aggregates comes together, they come together, they are present at the same time. So without the presence of five aggregates together, or the name and the form in brief together, and the existence of the keche, what we call the ayatana, the entrance cannot come into existence. Concerning the consciousness, the consciousness also has two aspects. The causal aspect of the consciousness and the fruit aspect, or the result of consequences. So that which is called the causal aspect of the consciousness is the consciousness that before entering into the mother's womb, the consciousness that rooms about the consciousness that wanders about in Bardo, or in the intermediate state, intermediate world after the death. The consciousness at that level, or that during this period, is called the consciousness of the cause. And so once it enter in the mother's womb, so then it is called the consciousness, which already kind of took birth, yes, in the mother's womb. It's called the fruit aspect of the consciousness.
I forgot to say that the
consciousness that the beings in the Bardo, you know, to say that in the Bardo, the form they have is a mental form. The body they possess is a mental body. It's not a physical body. Of course, it's material, but not physical. The gross form of the body, but it's a mental form. And then now he say that according to Vajrayana, there are three kind of subtle things: the subtle body, the subtle speech, and the subtle mind, like this. Not this gross level of body, speech, and mind, but this very subtle level of body, speech, and mind. There are three things like this. And you also say that these three, the subtle body and the subtle speech and the subtle mind, in essence they are inseparable. They are inseparable, yes. They are all inseparable from mind itself, yes.
Malanti kapsana so rapa lutana lamatite, yana yiso lamatite, kava luta, kava nata, same as they are Malanta rapa lula matipu luta, rapa nala matipana, yaba de, then kava luta, kava na, same that ye need your kava luta, kava na yota.
So the reason,
then it demas a the kahe kyakyo se ba kap se himin tan yin de ya rabu le de ma yin ba gri ji ye ta na wa da yin da le ta na wa ta de ma ba kya le yo das de ya ta lu de ta das kahe himin tan de kya de ba kap se me to len ka ta ji bo ta de le ta na wa da na ma da ma de kya le yo das de ya na lu ma ne de ma re ta lu de das
so na lu de das. Then, or other reason, or other the evidence here, yes, through which we can, you say it, mm-hmm. through which we can know that the subtle body exists, is that, and a number of people who undergone it, operation, mm-hmm. physical operation in the hospital, and they also, many of them, tell that though when they are unconscious during the operation, however they felt, they had the feeling is very clear and a strong feeling that they are going somewhere else. Mm. When they go somewhere else, they go with a body. So that body with which they go, they roam about, they wander about, is not the obviously is not the gross mm-hmm. body that we have, but that is a subtle body.
And then travel the way is on the door to the lower and then Sunday to cook on top of the building. Mm-hmm. Yana travel the way is on the rather than I use on the development.
So Rinpoche says, according to Bhajajan teaching, and these three aspects, the subtle things, that the subtle body and the subtle speech and the subtle mind are the the basis or ground, yes, ground or basis, yes, to achieve or to attain the body, speech, and the mind of the Buddha. When one attains enlightenment, they are like a sort of seed, is the three seeds for the three things.
Then the Namhite Kante na Sonara Sana. Then Namhite Nipa Namhite Sumba Le Dozil Ten Sonara. Yui nam ki te devu nam ki mai ngala ngar kante ki li kyo goyo na te ku yaga neba te niba le endo de yu kensu mas.
And so this, the cause of this consciousness, that the causal consciousness and the fruit consciousness, and is the second factor, which is called the late Duje.
Lien pienso.
Es oso.
Tiene la toña la leña y la leña.
No.
Ni para chupar leña, ni para chupar leña.
Oh, this is also creative karmic, karmic forces. That's the second factor. Also said that here, it doesn't mean that the consciousness arises from the karmic forces, but here, because in the sense that they are the karmic forces are the factor which force the consciousness to take rebirth. In that sense, is the cause.
Then the other thing is that my heart is not capable of Jeva-zani, Jeva-kandhe, Jeva-langona, Jeva-langga, Le-tingi-dang. When you think of it, you can't get it.
So, Rinpoche says, the karmic... Rinpoche says that whatever, according to one's own karma, whatever life or birth one is going to take, whether it's even birth or superior birth or inferior birth, what we call the karmic forces is really a driving force, which push the consciousness from the behind, and pull them from the in front, they guide them, you know. They force the consciousness to follow it, and the force and they push the consciousness from the behind. So that means they are completely controlled by the karmic forces. The consciousness.
So ba nangi de ni ba len do zi de no so ni na len do zi rang kang de no so re sa na ni ba len do zi de ni fa ma re kal de no so re sa.
So the cause or the origination of this creative karma is the first entity and origination, that is the ignorance. And whatever, any kind of karma one accumulate or that one create, and whether it's positive karma negative karma, whether it is a defiled karma or non-defiled karma. But anyway, since we create the karma, that is created through ignorances, or ignorance, due to ignorance we create a karma.
Ne le sab kao som ni kobal ne bar jongwa ta sa jo je sem ta da mi to bi sira ti sin da ni le sa pa yin na te te san ji ko na ti ko da.
And when we create a karma, when we create a karma complete errors by the motivation, by the thought to renounce from the samsara, that's called nidhi, and also guided by the transcendental wisdom which brings realization of the non-self entity and the ultimate truth. So then all the karma was guided by these pure motivation becomes cause for the enlightenment. It's cause for attainment of enlightenment, of Buddhahood.
Then ta marekpa de khani tena soma resana marekpa sujite tena ne loke da me pe to mare pa ma to pa ta ji re ma to e ko le ji ji da ka.
So then if one wonders, and what is the origination of ignorance, so Rinpoche says, apart from not knowing the reality or the truth, or the way, apart from the not knowingness, and there is no cause for ignorance.
Rikpin karda the karrasana rikpa res. Rikpa the karrasana da me to kong rikpa am kibwans. Dor dana marikpa de ta norwa kien de chava ki res. Norwa kien de chava. Norwa kien de chava de se na, dinen kore chava ki res.
In brief, Rinpoche says what we call ignorance is a very subtle mistake. Subtle mistake or self error. And if we cut through it or if we uproot it, then the samsara becomes finishes all it.
Mare Pade Korvatsava Tendri Juni Jitin. Thomas Marek Pati Rana and Kovar Majumbati Ji Tava Yuji. Pena Koloa Koloa Tungoram Churchatawa Chiki Chakan Kachi Timon Kachi Kichin Neva Yina then Kolo Chikin to Maran Kola Marakuna. No. Saga Tinani. Yena Mambo is the Kachi Kitchen, isn't it? Or Tendra Yoman Domas.
Since Rinpoche says the ignorance is the root of the samsara, the very basic root of the samsara, that means the root of these, all the other 11 interdependent origination, which are samsara, of course. The circle of these 12 is called samsara. Since the ignorance is the root, so once we uproot the root, once we uproot this root or uproot this factor, the samsara, the circle of samsara, which is like the wheel, it stops by itself. And there's no more, going on round and round. So Rinpoche says, like a machine, for example, when you take out one of the most important part of the machine, so then the machine cannot work anymore. It stops immediately.
Tene tanda tene tipe lola marek ba thagi te da me te tom marek ba te re thagi te re dorje tipe lola marek ba te sem je mo tom ba rangi wa se ni ye re satong ke tona mo tom ba tang mo ma si pa tang rangi wa se mo ma ki pa.
Concerning the subtle ignorance, Rinpoche says that according to in Sutrayana, the ignorance is the not knowingness or not knowing the meaning of the non-self entity, or the absence of the self of individual and absence of self of the phenomena, yes, in general. That is the subtle ignorance. And in Vajrayana, ignorance means it's not knowing the reality, the true nature of the mind, which has two quality, the true nature of the mind, the clarity, and the voidness, yes. The true nature of the mind is indivisible union of these two, clarity and voidness. And not knowing this nature, the true nature of the mind is ignorance in Vajrayana.
Tena tambo le tambo pakap sa da me ba te senyi tikpa ta do pompo nga da da ma do ba kira pi tena la pa te tene da me pa tong gona pompo nga la da du zebe.
So Rinpoche say, therefore, as an ordinary being, through the understanding that how the five aggregates, the five aggregates, each of them or collectively are not this what we call the self is. How it is not self, how it is not the ego is or I. So then in this understanding, if one rests in meditation, so then one will realize the one will uproot ignorance and realize the meaning of the non-self.
Tene tatuk doje tikpar tato, saje chenpa senje ne lo sato nyemi. Tene ngote te lama, je damai kyuken ngote ne senje ne lo sato nyemi ki tungto na. Tene senje ne lo sato nyemi lamo ba, mare pati do to gare. Tene ti mo hape ni kama ta, saje ne po
kutu ba. And finally then according to Mahamudra, through the guidance, yes, through the oral instructions, through the guidance, by the Guru, if one understands, first gain the understanding of the true nature of the mind, then one rests in meditation in it, then one will realize all the ignorance, yes, all the ignorance will be eliminated, and thus one finally will achieve Buddhahood.
Tetar tender joni, Lodoka church, gom te jutin, Korbu jutin, the pop, the palm, Savatipa, you know, to them Propatanke say, but then send it to come. Present Propatanke say, but then Tabaka progress.
So in this way, Rupaji says, through reverse order, So, it says in this way, if one could meditate on the 12 interdependent origination of the samsara in reverse order, in the way he explained, starting from the last one, from the 12, and going back till the first one. So then if one gain understand and do meditations on it, then one can cause the collapse the samsara, the roof of the samsara, and the wall of the samsara, and thus one can achieve the nirvana.
Amite keva som jagoyas keva namala keva tangula na tanda mare padam yendase ja keva samala keva da gahini ja parpatela tanda ye de jamare moy dan senda ni te pardo je yon do de mo ma to sama ni la ni ni re ja parva de ni de ja re te jom sen kar da sana le ni dan ke wa ni yo re ke wa song de ja de jom sen te le ni ke wa ni ke wa te na te shu kwa ji da ke wa ji ni shi do te de ke wa song de ja re te tre nga chu Natsu Jevan de Jeva Taman de the one saying here is Jeva Soma. Natsu Jeva Soma de Jevans. Natsu Gaki. Natsu Gaki de Jeva Soma de Jevans.
Taman de.
There, the Tesumba. Tesumba. Tesumba de Natsu de Jevan. The
John, the Barbati.
Ah, jin jeva parva de tanda ma jeva jeva nama ya sama ni ya chen de ge ni na yang de na so
So General Rinpoche says that these, the 12 interdependent origination, the 12 factors, the first two, all these 12 are divided into three, they are the group of in three, so divided into three. And then the first two are applied, what you call, applied to the previous life, and then the last two are applied to the next life, yes. And then the middle eight are applied to the present life. And however, today he says, he explained a little bit different way. So he applied the last two to the present life. So in reverse order, when we, if we destroy each of the interdependent origination of the samsara in reverse order, so then the complete destruction is nirvana. It's like melting the ice into water.
Danger, order, sanayi, shirt, sanayi.